It's the Country Hoedown. Well, howdy, friends. This is Tex Ritter at bat for the United States Navy and welcoming all of you to your Country Hoedown. We have a good time in store for you, so you stay tuned in and see if I'm not speaking the truth. Music with the Town Hall Party Group, songs by our guests, and laughs galore. And just to prove what I'm saying, here come our great stars, a double attraction, Joe Mathis and Rose Lee. Joe Mathis, that was sensational.
Well, thank you, Tex.
And Tex.
Yes, Rose.
Since you introduced the both of us at the beginning of the program, I want you to know that was still a duet.
She's right, Tex. I play the guitar, but Rose holds on to the case.
You see, we really get along very well, Tex.
No arguments in our house. Everything 50-50. The money she makes, she spends. The money I make, she spends.
Yep, no arguments.
Well, I know one thing you won't get an argument on, and that's the merits of the Navy's Officer Candidate School program. All a college graduate has to do is size up the situation for himself, because you can't argue against the facts of the Navy's OCS. Fact number one, a college graduate can get to wear officer stripes after only 4 months of learning. Fact number two, officers' pay and prestige goes right along. Fact number three, the finest training in the world. Would you like a couple of hundred more facts like that? Well, you men just go see your Navy recruiter. He's got all of them. But I'll bet it only takes a sample of those facts before you're just itching to get started at the Navy's Officer Candidate School in Newport, Rhode Island.
Our sentiments exactly, Tex.
Say, I've been meaning to ask you two, how are those three kids of yours?
Tex, they're just angels.
Greatest kids in the world. We don't care what anybody says. Our house looks good with purple polka dots.
Which reminds me, Tex, did I tell you the definition of a brat?
Can't recall.
Well, that's a child who behaves exactly like yours, but belongs to someone else.
I know what you mean, Rose. You know you're going to sing for us.
I'm willing to try. If you left me this morning, what would I do? Would my world tumble down, or would I go on loving you? Would I find me a new love, or would I sit and cry? I don't know what I'll do without you, but I'm willing to try. The happiness you gave me in the sweet days gone by won't pay for the heartaches or the tears that I cried, or pay for the man you cheated and lied. but I'm willing to try. I'd rather be lonely. I'd rather be blue. For our love is useless. You'll never be true. My world will be lonely when we say but I'm willing to try.
Mighty nice, Rose. Mighty nice.
And Tex, we want you to know that that was really a duet, too. Rose was singing, but I turned the pages.
Yes. You know, I wanted to ask you, as the parents of three happy children, what advice you'd have to give to other parents?
Well, I'd say discipline, love, and respect. Be a gentleman when you're handling your own children.
And Joe is, too. He never spanks them without putting on his gloves first.
And you had to stick to what you say.
If you tell them you're going to take away their allowance, don't back down.
Saves you money, too.
But speaking of the kids, Tex, they had a request.
I almost forgot, Tex. They want you to sing Boots and Saddles.
Well, if they promise not to paint me with purple polka dots, I'll be glad to oblige.
Take me back to my boots and
Tex. I'm sure the kids enjoyed that. I guess they listened to you as much as anybody.
Well, I hope America's young college graduates are listening to me now. That's because I think I've got a bit of real good advice for them. You men are kind of standing at a crossroads, and it's up to you which route you take. But before you decide, I hope you'll give the Navy's Officers Candidate School program some real deep consideration. I know if you look into all that OCS has to offer you, you'll agree that's the most promising road you can take. The Navy's OCS program is the direct way to a good, rich, and rewarding life. Before you make any rash decisions, you owe it to yourself to see your Navy recruiter. He can answer all your questions. Well, Joe Mathis and Rose Lee, are we going to have another one of those single duets?
No, Tex. We thought we'd try the 50-50 bit once more.
Well, what are you Columbia recording stars planning?
A number called I've Got a Lot of Lovin'.
I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you. I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you. I can love you till your heart's in a spin.
Well, I'm game, buddy. Why don't you begin?
I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you. Just like you. Just like you. I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you. I can make a lot of money for someone just like you. I can make a lot of money for someone just like you. Buy you clothes and pretty things.
Keep talking like that and you can buy me a ring.
I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you. Just like you. Just like you. I got a lot of lovin' for someone just like you.
Big enough for three or four.
I got a lot of love for someone just like you. Just like you. Just like you. I got a lot of love for someone just like you. Like you. I got a lot of love for someone just like you. I can love you for the rest of my life.
Well, pop the question, I'll be your wife.
I got a lot of love for someone just like you. Just like you. Just like you. I got a lot of love for someone just like you. And no one else will do.
Thanks to Joe Mathis and Rose Lee for being with us.
Thank you, Tex.
So long.
So long, everybody.
Well, friends, I guess that's it. Until the next get-together here at your country hoedown. We sure want to thank this radio station for presenting us to you as a public service feature. They'll be doing the same when we return with some more of your country hoedown, Western favorites. And until then, this is Tex Ritter with the reminder, there's a job waiting for you, an important job when you join the Navy.
Country hoedown. Greetings, neighbors. This is your old friend Tex Williams on hand for the United States Navy. Hope you'll all join us for another get-together at your country hoedown. Everybody hereabouts knows why we're kind of excited about this session, so I'm not going to keep it a secret from you any longer. On deck is our very special guest, America's most beloved cowboy. Let's all greet him, Tex Ritter.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, the next of the kin. The wayward wind in a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, oh, the next of kin of the wayward wind. Well, I met a gal in a border town. I vowed we'd never part. Though I tried my best to settle down, she's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, the next of kin of the wayward wind, the next of kin.
Tex, old buddy, I just thought of something. Our radio listeners are going to get kind of confused, the two of us named Tex.
I tell you, since you had the name many, many years before I did, you can call me Mr. Ritter.
But there's one thing I know none of you young men are confused about, and that's the advantages waiting for you when you join the Navy. Of course, there's the obvious advantage of travel. The Navy and travel are practically synonymous. And I've never met a man yet who didn't want to see what was beyond the next hill. But maybe you haven't considered what the Navy offers in the way of education and training. Here's an advantage that can serve you for the rest of your life. You'll become an expert in one of over 60 specialized jobs. The kind of an expert training that'll enable you on your return to civilian life to compete with the best of them. Advantages, opportunity. They're yours, men, in the United States Navy. See your Navy recruiter and get all the details.
That was Tex Williams, friends, and this is Tex Ritter. Now, there's no need to be confused because I'm really from Texas. Yes, sir, my great-grandfather settled the land I was born on in Panola County, Texas, back in 1830. Why, Sam Houston himself slept in the old homestead back around 1850.
Did he snore?
Them's fighting words, Mr. Williams.
I won't draw if you'll sing.
Well, you talk me into it.
Tex Ritter, neighbors, and you will have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
to pay for your yesterday. You'll be living all alone. Tender vows you broke, unkind words you spoke. You'll recall them when I'm gone. I was good to you, and you know it's true. I tried to please every way. You walked on my heart, broke it all apart. But someday you'll have to pay. You'll pay for your sin time and time again. I won't even pity you. You can never be quite the same to me. And I'm so glad I can say, I don't worry now. My heart's free somehow. But someday you'll have to pay.
You know, history can be lots of fun. The records of times gone by are full of adventure, heroics, daring exploits, memorable battles. But things to come seem to be more on folks' minds nowadays. If you're a young man, chances are you're giving a lot of thought to your own personal future. But did you know the Navy is just as interested in your future as you are? It's true. The Navy's looking out for our nation's future and yours as well. They want you to have all the opportunities to make your tomorrows happy and bright. And they've gone all out in this direction. Take a peek into tomorrow. Let your Navy recruiters show you what a clear and sunny day it can be.
Couldn't have written it any better myself.
You mean the versatile Tex Ritter is also a writer?
Didn't you know? I was one of the writers on the original Lone Ranger radio show.
Tex Ritter must be one of the few living men who knows why the Lone Ranger wears a mask.
Wouldn't you if you were wanted in 14 states?
You mean the Lone Ranger has a record?
Why not? Take yourself. Tex Williams has a lot of records. But one of my favorites is Reno, Town of Broken Hearts.
What a sneaky way to
sing it, Tex.
All right.
Out in Reno, there's a casino and a thousand broken hearts. Out in Reno, that's where they go when a lover's quarrel starts. It's the graveyard of romances that were doomed from the start. Though there's laughter in Reno, there's a thousand broken hearts. If you wander into Reno and you walk through the street, and if you should talk to someone that you met there on the street, they could tell you of a quarrel, one that tore them apart. That's the story of Reno, the town of broken hearts. What a pity that a city so beautiful to see is the last stop for someone. Must that someone be me? Oh, my darling, please forgive me. Can't we make a new start? Please don't send me to Reno, the town of broken hearts.
Now, that is a song with a story to it.
Your next number has quite a story, Tex.
Yeah, it does at that. This was originally sung during the Mexican War in 1848. Then a guy named Lynn Riggs wrote a play called Green Grove the Lilacs and a song to go with the title. And about 12 years ago, I got around to recording that number, just before some fellas named Rodgers and Hammerstein took that old play and turned it into a classic called Oklahoma.
If you really want to give class to a show, sing, Tex Ritter.
Well, I used to have a sweetheart, but now I've got none. Since she's gone and left me, I care not for one. Since she's gone and left me, contented I'll be. For she loves another one better than me. Green grove the lilacs all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since the parting with you. By the next meeting, I hope to prove true and change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue. Well, I pass my love's window both early and late. The look that she gave me made my heart ache. Oh, the look that she gave me was harmful to see. For she loves another one better than me. Green grove the lilacs all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since the parting with you. By the next meeting, I hope to prove true and change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue.
Well, Tex, you still think folks are confused having two Texes on the show?
No, Tex, I don't.
I tell you what, let's make it a duet. Tex Williams.
Tex Ritter.
Saying so long, folks.
Sure enjoyed being with you.
And this, for sure, is Tex Williams wrapping it up here at Country Hoedown. But we'll be back soon on behalf of the United States Navy with some more of your country and western favorites. Ernest Tubb, June Carter, Hank Snow, just to name a few. And it's all made possible by the wonderful cooperation of this radio station in presenting us as a public service feature. A final reminder, there's an important job waiting for you when you join the Navy.
Country Hoedown. Well, howdy, friends. This is Tex Ritter playing host for the United States Navy and welcoming all of you to the Country Hoedown. We have on deck some real fine music, a couple of songs, a few laughs, so come on in and join us.
And just to make it a real festive occasion, we have two guests lined up. My good friend Jimmy Widener and our special guest star, Tex Williams.
I come home from work the other night, dog tired as I could be. I saw a gray fedora where my hat ought to be. Now, man, I'm not the jealous type, but it sure appears to me that when I come home, I ought to see my hat where my hat ought to be. Suspicion, suspicion, it's got its hold on me. When the green-eyed monster gets you, he'll never set you free. Like the other morning, I left the house, I started to laugh and sing. Got about halfway down to work, I got thinking about something. So I doubled back home and opened the door just to see if I'd got a letter. Now, man, I'm not the least bit jealous, you know me, I know better. Well, I kind of tippy-toed in, you know, just to see what I could see. Saw a great big black cigar where my pipe ought to be. On the breakfast table, there was bacon and eggs, toast and orange peel. When I got up, my wife gave me a dish of cold oatmeal. Suspicion, suspicion, it's got its hold on me. When a green-eyed monster gets you, he'll never set you free. I've been thinking about it lately with the prices the way they go. How come it is we eat so much and our grocery bill's so low? Now understand, I'm not complaining. Say, I should be filled with joy. But I just got to thinking about that good-looking grocery boy. So just in case I had a clue, I thought I'd set it fast. When I come home unexpectedly, he was sitting in my wife's lap. She smiled a kind of sickly smile, and what do you think she said? Look, honey, I caught a burglar. And that grocery boy dropped dead. Suspicion, suspicion, it's got its hold on me. When a green-eyed monster gets you, he'll never set you free. Suspicion, 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 suspicion,
suspicion. Ah, Tex Williams, that was great. You ought to record it.
Tex? Well, I already have. You see, Suspicion was one of my best sellers.
No offense, Mr. Williams. I've been leaning toward the classical music lately myself.
Ritter, look, the only way you'd lean toward classical music is if your record player was tilted.
You can all laugh, but I know it's just because you're jealous. You envy a man who mixes with the finer things in life.
What finer things, for instance?
Well, for one thing, everyone envies a naval officer. That's one of the most envied positions a man can hold. And as for mixing with the finer things, you name me anything finer than the United States Navy. I reckon that's why so many college men are heading straight for the Navy's officer candidate school as soon as they graduate. They know that OCS means a commission for them after only 4 months of study. And they know something else, too. A man who has a background as a naval officer has built a great foundation for his own personal future. OCS, Officer Candidate School. Won't you college men accept this invitation to see your Navy recruiter and get all the details? You'll be glad you did.
Mighty true words, Tex Ritter. And by the way, here comes someone else who accepted another invitation from you.
Yeah, I see him. It's Jimmy Widener.
Well, thanks, everybody. Gosh, this is really a thrill. I just can't understand how I got invited to a show like this with two men like you. Wow.
Oh, we're not so important, Jimmy. I'm just plain old Tex Williams.
Me, Tex Ritter? Of course, I am a star, but...
I didn't mean you were so important. It's just that I figured your name had to be Tex to get on this show.
Oh, no.
Seriously, friends, it's a privilege for me to be on the same stage with this talented man.
Jimmy Widener has worked with me for 7 years, and I know that in Europe during the war, he played over 500 frontline shows.
I remember that one, Tex. One time, the public address system was so loud, even the enemy threw things at me.
Well, that won't happen here, Jimmy Widener. Suppose you sing Cowpoke just so we can show you how much you'll be appreciated.
From Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, 'cause feet. I'll pick up a 10-spot in Prescott, I know, riding the Bronx in the big rodeo.
Jimmy Widener.
Say, Tex Ritter, you're kind of our MC for this year's session of Country Hoedown, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to sing a song for us, you know.
Well, I have a little number here. The people of Los Angeles are thinking of making their theme song.
You mean old Smogville is planning a theme song? What's it called?
Dusty Sky.
Tex, that was too pretty to tie up with the smog in Los Angeles.
Poor old Los Angeles. Just ain't what it used to be.
I don't know. Even one of the original Indian tribes there called it the Valley of the Smokes.
You know, those Indians sure missed a great opportunity in Los Angeles. Look what's happened to their real estate. But a lot of us are inclined to look a golden opportunity in the face and not recognize it. You take the college graduate who doesn't look into the Navy's great officer candidate school program. He's missing out on the greatest opportunity a man could find. A chance to become a naval officer and prepare himself for the top position in any field you may enter in later life. Yes, men, the O in OCS stands for officer and opportunity as well. See your Navy recruiter for all the details. Well, Tex Williams, I think it's about time you started walking.
Well, if you say so, then I'm walking.
Well, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. Well, I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm a-waiting for your company. And I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. Now what you gonna do when the well runs dry? You're gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For your pretty mama, I'd even die. Well, I'm a-walking. Yes, indeed, I'm a-talking about you and me. Well, I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. Walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. Well, I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. Hey, I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. And I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. Now, what you gonna do when the well goes dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. Boy, you pretty mama, I'd even die. Well, I'm a-walking. Yes, indeed, I'm a-talking about you and me. Well, I'm a-hoping that you'll come back to me.
Tex Williams, thanks for being with us. And our thanks to you, too, Jimmy Widener. Well, that just about does it, neighbors. We sure want to thank this radio station for bringing us to you as a public service feature. Country Hoedown will be back with guests like Ernie Stubb, T. Texas Tyler, Carolina Cotton, and many others. Until then, this is Tex Ritter speaking for the United States Navy and reminding you there's an important job waiting for you when you join the Navy.
Grab your gal and go on around. Grab your gal and pat her on the head. If you don't like this, it's Peter's cornbread.